In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
We come here today, beloved in Christ, on this Sunday before the elevation of the Holy Cross. It's a day that we, you'll see later, before we dismiss today, we elevate the cross on high and we decorate it with flowers and basil, a sign of victory. And we process and we chant, O Lord, save thy people, bless thine inheritance. We, his people, we, his inheritance, glory and elevate and venerate the holy, precious, and life-giving cross. It's one of two Sundays in the year where we do the procession like that, and we focus on the cross. So we know that the cross is important. We have crosses adorning our church on the top of the dome. It's visible from far away. We wear crosses as jewelry. We adorn our homes with them. We identify with it. We know it's a powerful symbol. It's probably one of the most recognized and powerful symbols in all the world, the cross. So we have to ask today, especially on a day like today, what is the word of the cross? We know it's powerful. We know we adore it, and we know it's meaningful to us, but what does it say to us? What is the word? What does it mean? And we also have to ask, what does this mean for us today in our life? In the historical sense, the cross means simply what we heard in the gospel today. God loved the world so much that he gave his only son, not just to come in and suffer needlessly, but so that all who believe might have life everlasting. God has a purpose. There's no other way to salvation than the cross. And by the cross, we mean Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, given for us and for our salvation. Jesus Christ, the God-man, the man from heaven, sent into the world to take on human flesh, to live, to suffer, to take on the sin of the world, and ultimately to pay the price for the sin of the world in death. There's no other way to salvation. If we are Christians, if the biblical God is our God, there's only one way. And this is it. There's only one way for humankind to be reconciled to God, and it's through the cross. It's through Jesus Christ. It's through the sacrifice that he made. The New Testament even guards against this idea that, well, whatever you want to believe is okay, that we hear out in the world. St. Paul warns the church in Galatia, if anyone comes to you with another gospel than the one you initially received, the gospel of Jesus Christ crucified, if anyone comes to you with that, let him be accursed. And he even goes as far as to say, even if an angel from heaven, or if I myself come to you and preach to you something contrary, let them be accursed. There is no other way to God but through the cross and Jesus Christ. But this is problematic, beloved. It's problematic in the world. St. Paul talks about the word of the cross, this very message that this is God's way. This is the way he has chosen to redeem mankind. And he also says this was always the way from the beginning. So it goes in accordance with the Holy Scriptures of the Old Testament. God always had this in mind, to save us by becoming one of us and suffering and dying. This is problematic in the world because the world rejects it. The world rejects the suffering of Jesus Christ. The Jews thought it scandalous that a servant of God could be executed in such a way. And in their law, it's a curse to be hanging on a tree. Not understanding that Jesus took on our curse for our salvation. But they rejected it. It was a stumbling block to them. And even to this day, they don't accept the cross. They don't accept Jesus Christ and His sacrifice. It's a scandal to Muslims that a prophet of God would die shamefully and be defeated in such a death. Paul says it's a scandal to Jews and silliness, folly to Greeks. The thinkers, the ones who deal in logic, the ones who deal in the wisdom of the world. To them, it's silly. It doesn't make sense. How can this be your God? How can this be the power of God? The man crucified up there. But, in 1 Corinthians, to those of us who are being called to this salvation, it is the power of God and the wisdom of God. God doesn't deal in the wisdom of the world. He doesn't rely on our thought processes. This is Him showing us who He is and offering it to us because, frankly, we couldn't do it on our own. We couldn't be righteous in and of ourselves. God came and became righteous for our sake and allows us to partake of that righteousness. So the cross, as powerful as it is often misunderstood. It's often taken for granted. We know it means Christianity. We know it means something having to do with God and Jesus. But what exactly does it mean? That's where the second part of the word of the cross comes in. What do we do with it today? Jesus came, we said He suffered, He died, He gave up His life on the cross, and by that, everything changes. The whole history of salvation and of the world is affected. Through the cross, joy has come into all the world, we sing at Resurrection Matins. It's joy, it's not defeat. Because we know that God planned it this way, and He allows us to have life everlasting if we believe and if we accept. Anybody who would come after Me, Jesus tells us in the Gospels, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow Me. Children, we have our crosses. We have our crosses in this life. We are not greater than the Master. If He suffered, we will suffer. If He was despised, we will be despised. If He was ridiculed and spit upon, we too may be ridiculed and spit upon. We have to endure this present life, and suffering is now a part of it. It's a part of it for a reason, though. It's to build us up into what God has planned for us, and that's life everlasting. Jesus' cross was not defeat. We believe this was the power of God, and God raised Him up from the dead, and He gave disciples the power to preach that and to go out into the world and preach that gospel, that all who believe in Him and accept it would never die. Never die, have life everlasting. But in this world, we will suffer. We will have disease. We will be persecuted. And ultimately, we will die the earthly death and be buried. But not for eternity, because there is resurrection and life for those who believe. So we have to understand suffering not as a sign that God is somehow not with us, somehow that God is abandoning us. On the contrary, this means that God is with us and He cares, and He's doing something in our lives. St. Paul says in Romans chapter 5, not only should we endure suffering, but he says we should glory in it. We should rejoice in our sufferings. Why? Because by suffering, Jesus is suffering, mankind is reunited to God in a right relationship. And that still works for us today in our life. That still works. When we suffer, do we curse God? Do we say, why me? Why is God doing this to me? We might. That's probably okay to do, to ask. But we have to know that God is doing something for us, for our building up and for our salvation. Sickness, disease, loneliness, depression, addiction, all the things we face in life, the hard things, these are for us to build us up. The scriptures in the psalm, it says, blessed is God who has punished me severely. Is God punishing me? Maybe He is. God does punish. He's the judge. He's punishing me severely today. It is so that I will not be delivered to death. So God wants something from us. He wants us to change. He wants us to see that this is given to us for our formation into what He wants us to be. Father Alexander Schmemann, one of the great minds of the Orthodox Church the last century, late in life, he was stricken with a brain tumor. And he did so much teaching and preaching of this word of the cross. And he said, when he got his disease, he was just about this close from being happy about it. Because he wanted God to use him as an instrument. He wanted to show people, yes, you can suffer and it can be for your salvation. It can be for the glory of God. Because that's what Christians believe. Nowhere in our Gospels, nowhere in the Bible, nowhere in our church tradition or the teachings of the Father does it say, if you accept this cross, if you accept this way of the cross, you will prosper in this world. Nowhere does it say you will be liked. Nowhere does it say you will not suffer. You will not have pain. You will not be abandoned by the world. Nowhere does it say that you will be wealthy and be loved. If you follow me, Jesus says, you will have life everlasting. So to follow him means to be willing to endure the same types of things. We have to look at suffering, and we have to look at pain, and we have to look at persecution and all the bad things of the world in this way. If we believe the gospel, we have to. Another great person, Mother Teresa, we know her and all the wonderful charitable work she's done for poor people in the world. She was asked one time by a reporter, a non-believing person. They said, well, it's great that you're here in India and you're feeding these poor people and you care so much, but how can you believe in a God who lets you have a home and who lets you have food and you're not poor and you're not abandoned? How can you believe in that God? And Mother Teresa said, I suppose I'm not worthy to suffer like the poor people do. I am not worthy. So she understood that this is a gift from God. This is not for our condemnation, but it's for our building up. God blesses those who suffer. What we suffer in this world will make us the person that God wants us to be in the next world. And all this comes to a summary in Jesus Christ up there on the cross, his crucifixion. If we believe, if we accept, if we identify with that and we make it our own in this life, we will, as the gospel says today, have everlasting life and not be condemned. Let us always remember the cross. It's the cross that God put into the world for its salvation, and it's also the cross that we endure today for our salvation. So when we go around in the procession, when we exalt it, when we elevate it, when we venerate it, when we wear it as jewelry, let us remember what it means, brothers and sisters in Christ. Let us remember that we are called to this salvation. We are called to this crucifixion. We are called to belong to Him who gave His life for us and for the life of the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.